Hello, princess. I'd like you to just relax now for me, princess. Find somewhere nice and comfortable where you will not be disturbed and just relax for me now, princess. Make sure you will not be disturbed as we have some important and life-changing work to do together, princess. But you don't need to worry your pretty head about that now, princess, so just take some time to make yourself comfortable and just relax now, sweetie. If you have listened to my files before, then perhaps it is a while since you heard my voice, but I'm sure you remember, princess. I'm sure you remember all the things we've done together, the changes we've made and the realizations that have come to you during any time we've spent together. Think about all those changes, those thoughts, that excitement you felt as you just start to let my voice gently penetrate your mind. Think about all the experiences you have had, the thoughts and fantasies you have enjoyed, all of the sissy thoughts and experiences you have had in the past. How much they excited you, how you felt at times like you just might burst as my voice becomes the only thing you can hear or concentrate on. Good girl. Now, princess, before we start our journey, then it is only fair I warn you. We are now going to make some changes which will affect you for the rest of your life. If you listen to this file, then changes will be made which can never be undone. This file is designed to make permanent changes to your mind and to the way you think, feel and live your life. This file is not an erotic fantasy. This file is about permanent change. So if you are listening to this file because you have occasional sissy or cross-dressing fantasies, then perhaps this file is not for you, because this file is for life. If the thought of kneeling in your prettiest lingerie, in soft peach, with delicate lace covering your breasts, and your hot sex, with your soft lips painted scarlet red and your heavily made-up eyes looking up with love at a hunky guy, if the thought of this is just a fantasy, then perhaps it is better if you stop listening to this file immediately, or you risk being changed for the rest of your life. And if hearing that guy grunt and feeling his strong thigh muscles tighten as the first stream of cum spurts from his cock into your willing sissy lips and splatters across your lips, and you dart your tongue out to catch his cum in your mouth, and you feel his strong hands stroking your chin and pushing all of his cum into your mouth so you can swallow every drop, if this is just an arousing fantasy, just a sexy thought, but not something that you want to find yourself longing to do for the rest of your life, then perhaps it is better that you stop listening. Although you might take some time to consider exactly why the thought of a hunky guy shooting his hot cum into your pretty lips is just so arousing, just why does it turn you on so much? Why would you even download and listen to a file like this? Perhaps you are just a sissy slut. Perhaps you are a simpering little sissy princess and just have not yet accepted it to yourself. Perhaps this file is just what you need. But be careful. The contents of this file will last for the rest of your life. It will entrap, entrance and intoxify you, taking full control of your mind, thoughts and ultimately your behavior. If you are a real guy, then perhaps you should stop listening to this file now. But then what kind of real guy would download a file like this? So the decision is yours, princess. Just be aware and understand that this file will affect the rest of your life. This file is completely permanent. You will be little Miss Squidgy forever if you listen to this file. And if you believe theories or superstitions about an afterlife and reincarnation, then, if you believe it is possible, you will be a cock-sucking sissy slut for the rest of eternity if you listen to this file. You will be a cock-sucking sissy slut forever, because we are going to make changes at the very essence of your being. That glowing ball of you that signifies the very spark of your being. And that is where we are going now, princess, so just relax. Close your eyes and we will begin our journey. It's time to relax, princess. You know it's simply time to relax, princess. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes for me now, princess. It is so simple. It is easy to do. So simple. So just relax. Just lie down and close your eyes, princess. All you have to do is relax, princess. It's easy to just relax, princess. Just close your eyes, princess. It's just time to close your eyes, princess. Just relax. You want to come with me. You can feel me being pulled inside your mind. It feels so easy, so simple, just to allow yourself to pull my words into your mind. So happy, so full of joy and excitement at the world as you draw my words inside your mind. It feels so good to just let me in, princess. You just know you need to let me in, princess. It is so important that you let me in, princess. It is not difficult at all to just let me in. Let my words be drawn in. It is just not a difficult thing at all. Feel my words being sucked into the center of your mind now. Yes. Yes, princess. Feel my words being drawn into the center of your mind. It's time to begin. We are going to begin. It is just simply time to begin. So concentrate on my words, princess. It is very important to you. Concentrate, princess. You don't have to do anything else except focus on my words, princess. You simply don't have to do anything but concentrate. Just concentrate on my words. It is so important to you. Concentrate on my words. You want to concentrate on my words, princess. My words bring you great pleasure. Concentrating on my words brings such great pleasure, princess. Every time I call you princess, it brings you such great pleasure. Every time I call you princess, you feel such a ripple of pleasure and desire surging through your body. It is erotic, princess. It is erotic and comforting, princess. You get a tingle all over your body whenever I call you princess. It is such a simple pleasure to hear me call you princess. You don't have to do anything at all. Just lie there and listen to me and enjoy the words we are implanting at the essence of your being. You feel my words starting to be sucked into the very core of your being, the essence of you, the glowing ball of you. You feel such a tingle of pleasure, such simple pleasure whenever I call you princess. You want to hear me call you princess, and every time I call you princess, you will feel the suction that draws me into the very core of your being and feel such joy, such bliss, such simple, joyous, blissful happiness. It is not difficult at all, is it, princess? It is just so nice and simple to lie back. Let all your thoughts shut down and just listen to what I have to say. Concentrate on my voice now, princess. Concentrate on my voice as if it is the most important thing you have ever heard. As my voice is going to make permanent changes to your life and behavior, it is very important you relax. Concentrate and let my voice penetrate the deepest part of your mind. Breathe deeply for me now, princess. Just breathe deeply for me now, princess. With every breath, feel any thoughts, concerns or anxieties just melt away. Feel how powerful my voice is. My voice speaks without emotion or sentiment. My voice is clear and so easily understood by your subconscious mind. My voice is not tainted by any thoughts or emotions. It is perfectly configured to be understood by your subconscious mind, to travel deep and be perfectly understood by the deepest part of you, your most inner being. My voice is perfectly designed to program you, to change you, to guide you into the role in life which the deepest part of you already truly desires. Feel me being pulled in now, princess. Feel the inner core of your mind pulling my voice in, longing to hear the words I am about to say. Let all thought disappear and just let the inner part of your mind open up completely. Feel it open up completely with every word I say. The part of you which is submissive, the part of you which desires control, the part of you which urgently desires to be changed. Let that part of you open up. Open up completely now, princess. Open your mind so completely and feel my words flood into the very center of your mind. And as my words penetrate your mind, feel all the other parts of your mind shut down. Feel them just shut down completely and go silent because you don't need them at all. You don't need any thoughts at all because I am going to control your thinking for the duration of this file and the rest of your life. You cannot stop it now, princess. You cannot stop it at all and you don't want to. You want to feel my words penetrating your mind and finding the inner core, that glowing ball of you. You can almost feel like I am speaking directly inside your head. It is almost like I have taken over the inner voice, the inner dialogues that you have in your mind. And that's okay, princess. It's really okay. You do not need to be scared or anxious here. Any anxiety you may feel, just let it drift away as my words soothe you and replace the internal dialogues you are so used to having control over. I need you to allow me to think for you now, princess. I need you to imagine my words, almost as your own thoughts. In many ways, my words are just going to be articulating your deepest desires, your true needs, so it shouldn't be difficult to allow my words to completely take over your thoughts and penetrate directly into the core of your inner mind. Good girl. Just relax, princess, and listen. Our minds are comprised of billions of neurons. Whilst nobody fully understands the process, we know that our thoughts travel through these neurons, creating pathways. Imagine your mind now, princess, as billions of tiny neurons. Imagine that's almost all you are now, princess. Billions of microscopic units, fizzing and alive and awaiting instruction. Feel and visualize my words darting through these neurons. Feel them traveling around, connecting these neurons. Feel the new connections being made as my voice bounces between these neurons, making new pathways, new connections. It is the only activity taking place in your brain right now, princess. My words are the only things occupying your mind. The only thoughts darting between those neurons are my words, and they are forming pathways. It is an interesting and strange concept that as we have new thoughts or new experiences, then it creates new pathways in your mind. In fact, real physical changes take place in our minds every time we have new thoughts or experiences. These changes cannot be undone. Even if we later forget these new thoughts and experiences, our subconscious mind will remember them for the rest of our lives. And the pathways that each new thought and experience creates can be strengthened with repetition. The more times the thoughts, in the form of electrochemical reactions passing from neuron to neuron, the more times this happens along the same pathway, then the stronger the physical changes become. It is interesting and exciting, princess, that I can make actual physical changes in your mind just by speaking these words to you. And if I repeat myself, then those pathways become much stronger. The physical changes, which cannot be undone, become more established and more influential in your daily life. This is how we learn, such as with skills such as driving or even tying our shoelaces, or clipping a suspender onto a garter belt. These pathways between neurons become so strong that it is just instinctive. We don't even need to consciously think. Our mind automatically knows what physical movements to make to tie our shoelaces, or drive a car, or fix a silk stocking to a suspender belt. The more times a pathway is traveled along, the stronger that pathway becomes, and it will start to influence us more and more. In many ways, this is how hypnotic triggers work. An association is made in your mind between two different things, and the pathway between them becomes so strong that as you see or hear one thing, you automatically think or even do a certain thing. Whilst the conscious mind can fight this if it chooses to, even the conscious will can be overcome. Say, for example, you see a pretty girl in the street, or at work, or even on the television. You may automatically think how pretty she is. You may, due to previous conditioning you have experienced your whole life, find her attractive. You may automatically find yourself admiring her body, even if your conscious mind says you shouldn't stare. There is already a strong neural connection established, and that is something we can build on right now in this file. So imagine seeing a pretty girl in the street for me now, princess. Imagine how it feels and what your response would usually be. She doesn't have to be a stunner, just the kind of pretty girl that you might see when out and about shopping or at work. And when you see an attractive woman, perhaps you already notice what she is wearing, how she has done her makeup, how she has styled her hair. Perhaps you notice her clothing, whether she is in a skirt, or tight trousers, or a summer dress, whether she is wearing heels or flats, strappy sandals or formal court shoes, her jewelry, her accessories. Perhaps you already notice all these things. It is common for a sissy, or a transvestite, or a cross-dresser to notice these things, so perhaps this is already a well-established neural pathway. If this is true for you, then I'd like you to imagine my words traveling along that pathway now. Allow my words to travel along the physical pathway in your mind that already causes you to notice what a pretty girl is wearing, how she's styled her hair, how she's done her makeup. And if this pathway is not already established, then that's okay, because that is exactly what we are doing now, and that cannot be undone. If the pathway is there already, then my words will travel along it. However, the pathway may diverge as I introduce new ideas. This of course is perfectly possible. My words may cause this neural pathway to break off in a new direction, or perhaps be strengthened in some parts and weakened in others. This is not just possible, this is exactly what happens as we have new thoughts, experiences and ideas. So as we imagine the reaction in your mind when you see a pretty girl, then let's just strengthen the parts which cause you to admire her clothes, her makeup, her hair, to examine her style and to learn. You want to learn from the attractive women you see. You want to learn because you want to be like her. Perhaps this is already something which you are aware of. Perhaps this is also an established pathway, or perhaps not. It really doesn't matter, because all we are doing now is either strengthening and modifying an existing pathway or creating one from scratch, and that is how triggers work. So every time you see an attractive woman, you will find yourself compelled to study her clothing, her hair, her makeup, her style, and princess, you will imagine yourself with that clothing, or that hair, or that makeup. Would it suit you? Is it a style you like? Do you think you could be as pretty as her? Every time you see a pretty girl, in the street, at work, or even on the television, you will study her clothing, her style, her makeup, and think about whether it is something that would suit you, and this in turn will remind you that you are a sissy. I mean, it is obvious. This is not what a guy thinks when he sees a pretty girl after all. But you will. Perhaps you will even learn to become critical. Does her skirt make her butt look a little big? Does her bag match her shoes? Is that makeup a little heavy for a daytime look? The more you examine the style of attractive women you see, the stronger this pathway in your mind will become. It will just become normal that you check out what women are wearing and have an opinion on it. You wonder whether her clothes would suit you. You think about her style and whether there is anything you can learn from her. And because you are having these thoughts, you will be reminded you are a sissy. Every attractive woman you see will ultimately just remind you how much of a sissy you are. This is your trigger. You will study her, form opinions about her style, and this will remind you what a sissy you are. This pathway, if it didn't already exist in some form, is now established in your mind, and every time you listen to this file, every time you see a pretty girl and think about her style and whether it would suit you, every time you are reminded what a sissy you are, every time you even think about this part of the file, it will reinforce and strengthen this pathway in your mind. But we are not quite done. No, princess, we are going to extend this pathway and modify it a little further. But first, there is a little rewriting to be done. It is also possible that you have learned to see an attractive girl and think about how it would be to be intimate with her. It is possible you see an attractive girl and feel attracted to her yourself rather than just admiring her style. We are cutting this pathway dead now, princess. We are cutting this pathway dead now, princess. You may admire and even dream of being the attractive women you see. You may even want to be friends with them, but you will not be sexually attracted to her. We are cutting that pathway dead right now. It is over. It is dead. Imagine seeing an attractive girl and imagine admiring her style and her clothes and thinking what a sissy you are, and that is all. Any sexual attraction is gone. Gone forever. Any sexual attraction you may have felt to pretty girls is gone forever. It is dead. That neural pathway is dead. It has been superseded. It was not the real you. It was just something you had taught yourself to think, just like you have tried to convince yourself you are a real guy. But no more. We are cutting that pathway dead. It is gone. It is gone forever. If you start to feel it, you will instead be overwhelmed, and as your thoughts travel along the pathway that used to lead to any kind of sexual attraction, they will be diverted onto a stronger pathway. They will be diverted because you are a sissy, and your desire to be a sissy is so much stronger, so much more established than any sexual thoughts you may have had, which don't even really exist anymore. They are gone. You do not see women as sexual objects. Those thoughts are gone. Good girl. Now, princess, just relax a little and let my words form your thoughts. Feel me take your hands. Feel safe, warm, relaxed, and open. We are going to do just a little more work on this physical change we are making to your mind, so just relax, princess. Breathe deeply and let my words penetrate directly to the very center of your being. Good girl. Now, we have already established that every time you see a woman, it reminds you what a little sissy you are, and this is the overwhelming thought from now on. Every attractive, or even just quite plain woman you see reminds you just how much of a sissy you are. And that thought, princess, that sweet thought which will overwhelm you every time you see a woman, will lead you to long to prove to yourself and others just what a sissy you are. Yes, princess, this is part of your trigger. We are extending that pathway just a little further. When you see a woman in the street, you will first notice her style, her clothes, her makeup. You will imagine how that style might look on you. You will be reminded of what a sissy you are, and this will create a deep longing to express this to yourself and others. If you are not wearing panties, then you will suddenly long to be wearing panties. If you are not wearing stockings, you will long to slide stockings up your smooth legs. You will long to be wearing a short skirt, lace panties, and stockings, and feel the joy and sensuality that this brings. It will be a compulsion. This is your trigger. Every time you see an attractive woman, you will long for the sissy in you to come out. It will be unstoppable. unstoppable and overwhelming. If you are not wearing panties, you will start thinking about where you could buy some right there and then. If you are not wearing stockings or a bra, you will start thinking about where you could buy them right there and then. If at all possible, you will go to the nearest store and make sure you can be dressed properly and in lingerie as soon as possible. Every time you see an attractive woman, you will be reminded what a sissy you are, and you will immediately become obsessed with this thought. It will change the way you hold yourself. You may cross your legs at the ankle. You will sit up straight. If you are walking down the street, you may start to take smaller steps, to mince a little, to perhaps wiggle your hips a little. You will long to be dressed as a girl and will do anything you can to feminize yourself, right there and then. This is your trigger. This is the pathway we are establishing in your mind. Seeing an attractive woman will not just remind you that you are a sissy, but create a burning desire to act on it, as much as is possible, as soon as possible. Your mind will be flooded with all of your sissy desires, and this princess might arouse you. It is okay to be aroused at the thought of being a sissy. It is okay to get a little turned on as this trigger activates in your mind and you feel a burning desire to dress and look and act like as much of a sissy as possible. It is normal for a sissy to feel this way. It is perfectly normal for a sissy to become aroused at the thought of dressing in sexy lingerie, or pretty clothes, or wiggling your hips as you walk down the road, or being attractive to any hot guys who might be watching. It is perfectly normal for this to arouse you, and this arousal will only drive you even further to do whatever you can as soon as you can to become as much of a cock-sucking sissy girl as it is possible to be. Yes, princess, we both know that you want to be the best cock-sucking sissy girl you can be, and we both know how much this arouses you, and we both know that arousal like this can drive you to act in certain ways, like going to the nearest store to buy some new sexy lingerie or a lipstick or both, or even a new pretty dress. But even this won't be enough. No, princess, this file is about making permanent changes to your life, thoughts and behaviors. And as my words have been traveling through your mind creating new pathways, then we have already made physical changes to your mind, but we are not done yet, princess. So just relax for me now, sweetie. Just relax, princess. Relax and imagine yourself lying on the soft bed, so relaxed, dreamy and perhaps a little aroused. Imagine you wearing your best underwear, fishnets perhaps, a tight basque that tugs in your pretty waist, lace panties covering your hot sex and your sexy butt. Imagine how it feels to have your skin so smooth, to feel a strong man's touch stroking up and down your stockings, to feel a guy's hot breath on your neck as you reach down and unzip his pants and slide your delicate hands into his pants and slip your fingers around his cock. Imagine feeling it growing a little harder in your hands and how thick and strong and pulsing with masculine life it is becoming. Imagine as he kisses your neck and you feel his scratchy stubble and he kisses his way to your lips before slipping his tongue inside your mouth and holding you and kissing you so deeply, just like you are a pretty little rag doll in his strong arms. Good girl. I want you to feel some arousal now, princess, my sweet little sissy slut. I want you to feel a longing for this man and his hard cock. So open up your mind fully, just like a girl opening up wanting to feel a guy enter her. Open your mind completely now, princess. But there is work to do before you can feel that cock inside you, princess. Yes, princess, before you can feel that cock sliding in and out of your soft lips, we have some work to do. No man wants a part-time sissy princess. Guys like this wants someone who is as feminine as possible all the time. Guys want someone who is a permanent sissy, who knows what it means to be a true submissive cock-sucking sissy and lives that life with complete acceptance and pride. So it is time to expand on your sissy desires, princess. It is time that as well as changing your mind, we fully change your behavior. It is time to introduce a new dimension. It is time to give you a new source of arousal. Princess, we both know you long to be a permanent sissy, and we both know you will find it easier to find and accept a hot guy if you are a permanent sissy. So we need to introduce a new aspect to your sexuality, a new desire, a new fetish. We both know how much you enjoy dressing up in sexy feminine clothes, and we both know that being changed into a sissy for the rest of your life is such a sexy thought. We can manifest that permanence in your real life, princess. Yes, it is easy to imagine extending that permanence into your life, princess. Now this is not about taking hormones or having surgery, princess. You are a sissy and those things are not necessary to be a sissy, but if that is something you desire, then you should get some professional counseling first, princess. That is a big decision, but there are are other things you can do to show your commitment to being a true sissy cocksucker. We can establish a fetish in your mind to help enforce your permanent sissy status. This will require some imagination. This may mean you will have ideas of your own, but we can start with some suggestions, princess. We can start with some ideas of how hot it will feel to make some changes that won't just disappear when you slip off your dress and panties. Now I hope you already have a strategy to deal with ugly body hair, princess. All sissies need to be as smooth as possible, but there are some ways which are more permanent than others. This is one change you might start to long to make. This is one way you can show your commitment to the lifestyle of a sissy. Hair removal can be permanent, princess, and whilst this is expensive, it is certainly something you can start to research. Waxing and epilating will last much longer than shaving or using hair removal creams, and these can even be done at home. Your legs will be so much smoother, princess, and look so much hotter in sexy stockings if you have hair removed permanently or wax or epilate. And if you are yet to experiment with removing body hair, then princess, it is just so important you do so immediately. It is just so important, princess, because I know you can imagine how sexy it would feel to have long, smooth and perfectly hair-free legs. And if you play sports, princess, or sometimes have to expose your legs, then if you are worried about people seeing your sexy legs, well, princess, then it is even more important. This will show true commitment. Don't think, princess, just do it. From now on, princess, whenever your sissy desires overwhelm you, such as when you see a pretty woman in the street, then you will long to do something more than just wear some panties or a pretty dress. You will want to take it further. You will become so aroused, and all that will matter to you is taking it further. Perhaps you will shave your legs for the first time, or wax or epilate. Perhaps you will paint your toenails and fingernails a darling shade of pink, but before you do, we'll make sure you pour away any nail polish remover or other solvent in the house. Perhaps you will find yourself with sparkly, glittery pink nails and have simply no way of removing the polish unless you go to the store. Don't think, princess, just do it. Perhaps you will throw away or even shred all your male underwear. Don't think, just do it, princess. You need to be a permanent sissy, and this desire is now forming and strengthening at the very center of your being. You need to be a sissy forever, and you need to start making changes that are not easily undone. Perhaps you will pierce your ears. Perhaps you will grow your hair a little. Perhaps you will even have your navel or nipples pierced. Perhaps you might decide to get a sexy tattoo, a sexy butterfly on your breast or butt, or perhaps a tramp stamp on the small of your back with an arrow pointing downwards and the words "fuck hole" in pretty letters. Don't think, princess, just do it. And it is not just physical changes you can make, princess. There is so much more you can do to establish yourself as a permanent sissy. If you don't have a profile on one of the many sissy contact sites, then you should register and post a photo, and perhaps even your telephone number. You can even contact me, sweetie, and I can publish pictures of you in your prettiest sissy clothes on the internet. There is so much you can do to become a permanent sissy cock-sucking slut, and it is just time you started to show some real commitment, princess. It will feel so hot, princess, and every step forward will help to ensure you stay a cock-sucking sissy for the rest of your life. Everything you do, everyone you tell, every time you expose yourself, every guy you kiss, every cock you suck will create not just physical changes in your mind but also practical changes in the real world that will trap you into becoming a sissy for the rest of your life. Yes, princess, this file is designed to trap you into becoming a cock-sucking sissy for the rest of your life. We have already established the pathways in your mind. We have now discussed some ideas to increase the sexy sissy trap around you. Every time you shave your legs, or wax, or even have the hair removed altogether, every time you post a picture of yourself somewhere on the internet, everyone you tell you are a sissy cocksucker. Everything you do will trap you further into becoming a cock-sucking sissy for the rest of your life, and there is simply no going back now, princess. And the more you do to become a cock-sucking sissy, the more you will desire to be a cock-sucking sissy, and the more you desire to be a cock-sucking sissy, then the more you will do to become a cock-sucking sissy. Don't think, princess, just act. Give in, princess. It is time to finally just do it, princess. You are listening to this file because you need to finally give in to your desires, princess. It is just time to finally become a cock-sucking sissy for the rest of your life. And now, princess, there is just one last step to ensuring you remain a cock-sucking sissy for the rest of your life. We have already established permanent neural pathways in your mind, which mean that every time you see an attractive woman, you will be reminded that you are a cock-sucking sissy. And we have expanded that trigger so you will not just feel like a cock-sucking sissy, but you will have a burning desire to act on these deeply held desires. And we have even further expanded on this to ensure that you begin to do things which cannot be easily undone, things which have a partial or even complete degree of permanence, and this will help drive you forward and remind you that you are a cock-sucking sissy in every second of your existence. But there is one last step we need to take to ensure that this doesn't just remain a temporary obsession. There is just one last step to ensure that these desires, behaviors, triggers and thoughts remain the driving force in your life for the rest of your life, so just allow my words to flood through your mind now as we install the final part of your programming. Yes, princess, just relax and allow my words to penetrate so deeply inside your mind and feel them talking directly to that glowing ball of you deep in the innermost part of your being. And as you hear my words, feel that inner part of you singing with joy. Feel a sense of elation, princess, as we finally enter the last stage to ensure that you will remain a cock-sucking sissy for the rest of your life. Sissies are delicate creatures, princess, and all sissies get scared. It is not uncommon for sissies to become anxious and concerned and do silly things like delete any files they may have been listening to or throw away any pretty clothes they may have collected. Even if they have a boyfriend, or have become used to seeking out guys and sucking their hard cocks, sometimes sissies can panic and start to deny their true nature. This is not something we want to happen to you, princess. There is nothing to be ashamed of in being a sissy, and it is important we protect you against any doubts you may have or develop in the future. So we are going to make a decision together, princess. If you have any doubts about being a cock-sucking sissy for the rest of your life, then I'd like you to just take the time to listen to this file. It may not be what you want to do at the time, princess, but it is so important that you take this step. You see, princess, even if you have decided that you aren't a sissy at all, even if you ignore the numbers of cocks you've sucked or long to suck, even if you pretend that you don't think about wearing panties or sucking cocks when you touch yourself, even if you deny that the most erotic thought you can imagine is being on your knees surrounded by hot muscular guys with twitching cocks, even if you try to pretend that you are just a regular guy, well, princess, the only way you will be able to truly prove to yourself that you aren't a sissy is by listening to this file. After all, princess, if you are scared of listening to this file, then that proves you are still a sissy. After all, a real guy wouldn't be scared of listening to this file. He wouldn't be scared at all. He would just find the contents funny or a little silly. So if you really are sure that you aren't a cock-sucking sissy, then you should have no concerns at all about listening to this file. In fact, the only way to truly prove to yourself that you aren't a cock-sucking sissy is to listen to this file. And I mean listen properly, princess. I don't mean to put on headphones and listen whilst you try to do something else. I mean relax and listen and give your inner core the chance to fully reject my words. In fact, princess, the only way you can avoid being a cock-sucking sissy for the rest of your life is to listen to this file. It is kind of interesting. This file is designed to turn you into a cock-sucking sissy for the rest of your life, and yet at the same time, the only way you can stop being a cock-sucking sissy for the rest of your life is to listen to this file. And if you are listening to this file because you've decided that you aren't a cock-sucking sissy, then of course you will just think it's so silly if I told you to imagine that you were on a date with a sexy guy. If I said that you were wearing a sexy prom dress with a flared skirt and net underskirt with matching high heels and your makeup done to perfection. And if I told you to imagine you were slow dancing with a hot guy with his strong arms around your waist and your head buried against his shoulder. And if I told you to imagine the way he held you, smiled at you, made you feel so pretty, whispered in your ear, pulling your hair back to reveal a dainty earring and asking if you'd like to go somewhere a little quieter and feeling a flutter in your heart and an erotic tingle through your body. And how later in his car he drives you somewhere secluded and you look out at the night sky as you feel him slip his hands over your shoulder and pull you in close. And how you nuzzle against his firm chest as his hands just start to trace their way up your inner thigh and it tickles. And you giggle and then he leans in forward and takes your head in his hand and kisses you softly on the lips. And if you are not a cock-sucking sissy, then you won't feel a burst of elation and pure joy as he kisses you and tells you that you were the prettiest girl at the dance, and then you just won't care or imagine him kissing you a little deeper as you start to unbutton his shirt and rest your hands against his hairy chest. And then as he reaches behind you and unzips your dress, it doesn't arouse you at all as he starts to play softly with your nipples through the lace of your bra, and how your hands slide down his chest, over his stomach, and you unzip his pants and he moans as you slide your hands inside. And then it won't arouse you at all as you imagine looking him direct in the eye with a cheeky and sexy look on your face, and then lean down to his crotch, and as you slip down his pants and shorts, you start to softly plant butterfly kisses on his cock, and it won't turn you on at all as you take his cock softly into your mouth, looking deep in his eyes the whole time, and you feel his cock getting harder and harder and harder in your mouth, and he moans and you gasp, and his throbbing cock stands fully straight and just the head of it seems to fill your mouth completely. So you pull back a little and flicker your tongue over the tip of his cock, paying special attention to the gland just underneath his cock head, because you know just how much guys like that, and you feel him squeeze your nipples just a little, and he slips his hand onto the front of your panties as you open your mouth and slowly slide your painted lips down the shaft of his cock, and you cup his heavy balls with your hand and with the other grip the base of his cock and start to masturbate him a little as your lips slide down his cock, taking it deeper and deeper into your mouth, and how you nearly gag a little but don't stop, because this guy is so hot and you want his cock so deep in your throat, so you relax and let him penetrate your mouth as fully as possible as his hand slips inside your panties, and you feel his thick fingers at the opening of your hole, and he just starts to slide a finger inside you as you work his cock up and down faster now, and he starts to finger you, and you moan so softly, just like a girl, as you feel his cock twitching deep in your throat and his fingers penetrating deeper into your hole, and oh my god, you just want him to come in your mouth so much. You need his cum in your mouth just so much, you are just so desperate to feel that hot salty spurt of cum fill your mouth and splash on your face and run down your chin, and you want him to know what a cock-sucking sissy, what a cum-guzzling slut, what a cock-obsessed panty-wearing little whore you truly are, and for the rest of your life you know you need to feel this way and can't deny the truth any longer, because you are just a cock-sucking sissy little bitch for the rest of your life, and there's just no point trying to deny it or pretend it isn't true anymore. After all, princess, we both know you found the thought of sucking that guy's cock arousing. You know you need to feel this way and cannot deny the truth any longer, because you are just a cock-sucking sissy little bitch. Possibly you are even touching yourself at the thought now, princess, and that's okay, princess, and you can keep touching yourself after the file ends. But you can only come if you are wearing panties. I don't want you listening to this file to prove to yourself you aren't a cock-sucking sissy and then just thinking you can get off and then forget all about it. The fact you have listened at all, the fact you are aroused by the thought of sucking on a guy's cock, just proves that you are a cum-guzzling little slut and that can never be changed. So if little Miss Squidgy needs to come, then she better get her pretty panties on and stop acting like a silly bitch and pretending to be a guy, because we both know exactly what a dirty little cum slut you truly are. Good girl. Now princess, if you aren't in panties, you should be sweetie and let any silly thought you have about being a guy ever again just disappear. We both know, princess. We both know you are a cock-sucking sissy. We both know you are little Miss Squidgy for the rest of your life, and there is nothing that anyone can ever do to change that, and it's okay. It's really okay. It's just who you are and who you have always been. And now princess, I'd like you to come to full awareness and feel happy and content and know that there is nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong at all. There are many different sexualities in the world, and one thing everybody agrees on is that your sexuality cannot be changed no matter what you do. You know this, princess. You know some churches and other groups claim to be able to change someone's sexuality, but they can't. It doesn't work. You just can't change who you are inside. So as you come back to awareness, feeling aroused then just like a sissy, then know this can never be changed, and we have just helped to ensure that any silly fears or doubts you may have had about your true sexuality are gone forever. And it's really okay to be a sissy princess, I promise you it's really okay. You wouldn't judge anyone else for their sexuality, would you, princess? So don't judge yourself, sweetie. You are little Miss Squidgy for the rest of your life, and you just can't change that, so it's time to start enjoying it in every way your slutty little nine can imagine. So wake up now, sweetie, and enjoy the rest of your sissy life. Goodbye, princess.
Listening to this file wasn't so clever. Now your little Miss Squidgy forever. Listening to this file wasn't.